Chapter 1. Shelby. Present Day. There were times in my life when I'd just sit and wonder. Wonder what my life would have been like if I'd stayed and followed my heart. If I'd done things differently. I knew I wasn't the only person in the world who felt regret. But what I wanted to know was, why did I feel so alone? I had everything I could ever want. And yet, it still wasn't enough. Would it ever be enough? Shelby, what are you doing here? I thought Brian told you to take the day off. Not to mention, I figured you'd be hungover after last night's festivities. A voice from behind me scolded playfully. Ah, yes. Last night. My boss, Brian Winters, did tell me to take the day off, but I hadn't had one in so long I forgot what they felt like. After winning 2 National Journalism Awards and getting a promotion, I definitely deserved to celebrate. However, I think I overdid it with 1 too many martinis and getting a little too comfortable with a guy I met at the after party. Gazing out of my office window at the San Francisco Bay, I didn't have to turn around to know it was Lexi Martin, my headstrong best friend and other half for the past 10 years. I could see her reflection in the window, and like always, she had her bright blonde hair pulled back in a ponytail with her Nikon camera securely wrapped around her neck. She never went anywhere without taking pictures of something. There were more pictures of us in college than there were of me as a child. With a sly expression on my face, I peered at her over my shoulder and replied, "Lex, you know I practically live here at the office. Besides, Jace fixed me one of his cure-all smoothies this morning, so I feel fine. I guess his studies in nutritional science paid off. Anyway, it takes a lot more than that to get me down." I really need to figure out what he puts in those drinks, I thought to myself as I turned back to the window. Jace Harding was one of my closest friends and currently sharing a house with me now that Lexi had moved out to live with her fiancé. I thought it would be a little difficult explaining Jace to the guys I dated, but once I told them he was gay, it all worked out just fine. It wasn't like I went on many dates anyway. Jace and I had lived together for the past 9 years, and not only was he a wonderful friend, he was family, more like the protective brother I never had since I grew up an only child. Sometimes I hated not having any siblings. Lexi had a younger sister she was close to, and for that, I envied her. They always spent time together and had a bond that I would never have. Maybe that was a reason why I focused mainly on work and not relationships. Work was my significant other. Staring at my reflection in the window, it was hard to believe that my face now appeared in every issue of the prestigious Physique, Sports, and Fitness magazine. In college, all I ever wanted was to work for a prominent magazine, and I got my wish. The only thing about my success with Physique was that the articles I wrote and became well known for were under my pen name, Paige Monroe. For some reason, I didn't think Shelby Dawson sounded marketable, so I changed my name and my whole appearance in the process. It felt good being someone else for a change. Most people at the office usually called me Paige, so in a way, it felt like I lived a double life. Only Lexi and my boss called me by my real name. If I was going to be someone else, I might as well play the part, right? My shoulder-length hair was no longer a dull shade of ashy brown, like it was for all of my life. Instead, it was now a dark chocolate brown with honey highlights that matched the color of my eyes. It was also longer in length, which worked great to throw it up into a messy bun on those lazy days. I graduated from Berkeley with a journalism degree, earning numerous awards among my peers, which happened to get me noticed by the right people. 3 weeks after graduating, I found myself in a swank office with a wonderful view and doing what I loved. In the process, I was able to bring Lexi along with me so that she could put her photography skills to good use for my articles. To get my attention, Lexi tapped her fingers on my desk and cleared her throat. "Hey, no amount of spacing out is going to get you off the hook of giving me details. You never called to tell me what happened between you and Caleb last night. You know Haley brought him specifically to the party to meet you, right?" Wide-eyed, I quickly turned around and gasped in disbelief. "What? I had no idea." Lexi smiled, batting her eyelashes innocently at me. But she wasn't fooling me. I knew that look.